Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Nun Zayin. We're holding the sixth line from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara begins with the story Ahu Uvda Dehava Bebiram. But before we continue on to the Gemara, let's just remember briefly what we discussed at the tail end of yesterday's daf. There's a din, of course, if a goy is menasech wine. How is a goy menasech wine? He puts his fingers into the wine. He's meshachshech. Meshachshech means he just has to stir it a little bit with his fingers. And if his kavona was for avodah zarah, it's pure yayin nesach, osur b'shtiya, osur b'hanah. No questions, that's a very simple case. What happens, however, if a goy touched wine and he didn't touch it for the purpose of being menasech? That wasn't his kavona at all. The Gemara, for instance, gave us an example yesterday of modedoy. Modedoy means that the seller of the wine wanted to know how much wine is there in the barrel. They didn't have a yardstick or a ruler, so the goy put his hand in, and it went up to his elbow, or went up to his shoulders, or whatever. And this way they knew what the volume of the wine was. Okay, what's the story now? It was a negia b'yayin, but shaloi b'kavana. You remember we had a three-way machloikis yesterday. One mandiyama says, everything is osur. Everything means both b'shtiya and b'hano. The other mandiyama said, to the contrary, just the opposite. Mutter b'shtiya, mutter b'hano. And then we had Reb Nosson who was in between, and he said that it's, no, fakir. Reb Nosson was the one that was machmir. He said, osur b'shtiya u'bano. Reb Shimon was the one that was matter b'shtiya u'bano. And the Rabbanon said, yimocher. Yimocher means you can't drink it, but you're allowed to have hano, you can go and sell it. So, three-way machloikis, what's the din of touching wine, shaloi b'kavona, through a goy, shaloi b'kavona, l'nasech. Sigmor now brings the story, and as we'll see, this shaila is going to take over the rest of today's daf. You'll also recall Bill, our fantastic Baal Tefillah today, was the one that asked yesterday what happens if he touches the wine not with his hands but with a makel, with a stick. What's the din then? And that in fact is what the Gemara is going to address right now. However, there was a story to have a bebiram in the town of Biram, the Oivik Kachovim, a goy, to have a kasolik bedikla. He was climbing up a dekel tree. Dekel tree is a palm tree. Why was he climbing up? V'aisi luliva. He was bringing down a lulav. I don't know whether he was bringing it down because he was selling it or giving it to the Jew for purposes of the arba minim of sikkis. Or as you know, if you've been to Eretz Yisrael, you know that a lulav that stays on the tree, that is not taken off the tree, a year later all the leaves have stiffened up and are very often used a year later for schach, on top of sikkis. Or the Gemara tells us sometimes they used this toughened and hardened lulav for a broom to go and sweep away dirt and dust from the floor. But it doesn't make a difference why he went up. All we need to know is he came down, climbing down the tree, carrying the lulav in hand. Bahari de Konochis, as he's coming down, Noga bereisha deluliva becham rashalei bekavana, by accident, totally. And after all, you know, you're climbing down a palm tree, you got to be careful. And as he's coming down, holding the lulav in one hand, without even realizing it, the top of the lulav went into a barrel of wine and touched the wine shalei bekavana. This guy had no intention of being menasech anything. His only intentions were to get down safely. He shouldn't fall down the ladder or fall down the tree. But now I have a problem of a guy touching wine shaloi b'kavana, coupled with, he didn't even touch it with his hand, he touched it with the lulav. But the Gemara doesn't make a distinction between hand and lulav. The Gemara assumes that it's one and the same. The only shaila now is, since he touches shaloi b'kavana, does it have the din of Reb Nosson, that it's totally osur b'shtiya u'bahana? Does it have the din of Reb Shimon that says, mutter b'shtiya u'mutter b'hana? Or is it like the Chachamim, that it's mutter bano, but osur bishtia. They asked Rav, Shari Rav lizvuni li oib dikachov. They were matter, Rav was matter to go and sell it for goyim. That means he was not matter to go and drink from, but he was matter to go and sell. Oh, so he paskin taka, osur bishtia, mutter bahano. Omru le Rav Kana v'Ravasi l'Rav. So Rav Kana v'Ravasi, two of the main Talmidim of Rav, asked, Rebbe, v'marhu di Omar, haven't you previously paskined that tinik ben yoimayhu oise yayin nesach? Some take out the word who, it's really unnecessary. Tinik ben yoimay oise yayin nesach. What does it mean? It means even a goy who's only a day old, just born today, if by accident it touched he, the baby touched the wine becomes Yayin Esach. What do I see from this, says Rashi? Amalei be'inan kavana. You don't need kavana. Obviously, a one-day-old baby doesn't have a kavana to be menasach. One-day-old baby doesn't have das at all. Perhaps it has enough das to nurse from its mother, but that's about it. So that being the case, how could a tinin ben yoyim oisei Yayin Esach? It is the chasimin that Rav himself paskined that you don't need kavana l'nasach. If you don't need kavana l'nasach, why did he paskin that the goy, when he came down from the lulav tree, from the palm tree, why did Rav say that it is mutter to sell to a goy? L'choyre itziayin esach. Atinik ben yoimai is not mechavin. This person also is not mechavin. Manishtana. Omalahu. So Rav said, Eimad amri ano. When I said, Tinik ben yoimai oisiyayin esach, I meant bishtia. You're not allowed to go and drink it. Did I go and say, so therefore the two halachas of Rav are consistent. Meaning that the Rav said that you're not allowed to go and drink it. That the Rav says, we're talking about which is just like the chachamim that we had on the second line. The mudadu, bein biyad, bein beregel, yimacher. Don't, not yishase. Yimacher, you're allowed to go and sell it. Aye, but he touched it with his hands. But he was not mechavin to go and make it into yayin esach, to menasach. He was only interested in measuring. This fellow that's coming down from the top of the palm tree is not interested in being menasach. He's just hoping to get down alive without falling down the tree or the ladder. And therefore, ain't kavanos l'nasach, same halacha. Don't drink, but you may have ano. You can sell the wine to goyim. Same thing legabe tinik ben yoimai. Oisei yayin esach. Only legabe the din of shtir. You can't drink it, but you can have ano.
But it's not on all fours with it, because in the case of the guy, he didn't even touch it directly. He touched it through the lulav.
100%. You're 100% right. The Gemara does not distinguish between the two, and the Gemara holds, at least today, that it makes no difference whether you're touching with your finger, or you're touching with a makel, like Bill asked yesterday, or you touch it with a lulav. It's a very touchy issue that you are raising, but the bottom line is the Gemara is not mechalik between one type of touching or the other type of touching. The Gemara holds in all cases, a goy touches shaloi bekavana, says Rav, mutter b'hana, and osir b'shtia.
If a guy, we have a similar problem with Tumah Tahara, if you transport something, Tumah Tesis.
Right.
You move something. So if you're touching with a lulav, you're not touching it directly.
Yeah.
You mean Mishach Shechet.
Mm-hmm.
If a guy carries a container with wine, and it splashes around internally,
mm-hmm.
does that create the Isser of Yayin Esach, either certainly for Shtia or even for Ana? I mean, shaking it is also shuk a little bit, just like with a lulav. It's not directly, but neither is a lulav directly.
No, the Gabi Tumva Tahara, we don't make that distinction. Tumva Tahara, if you're carrying it bikavana, shloi bikavana, it's all exactly the same. It becomes tumah. If you're tumah, tumas masa. If you're tumah maga, I touched it, I touched a nevelu, I touched a sheret. Hey, ay, ay! I can't stand. I can't even look at a dead cockroach. How am I going to go and touch a nevelu? But if I did it by accident, I touched it, ba'oinis barotzim b'shoigik, the person becomes tumah. So, we don't make distinctions between kavana and not kavana. And the reason is because if you think about it, what's Yayin Nesach? That someone was menasach it for Avodah Zarah. Layidbak biyachem u'menachayim. Stay away from anything that has to do with Avodah Zarah. But I didn't touch it to be menasach. I just touched it by accident. Oh, that's a different story. Since he didn't have kavanah to be menasach, maybe he doesn't have a din of Yayin Nesach. And that's why we have the three-way machloikis, whether it's only osir b'shtiyah, osir b'ano, osir in both, etc. Zokti Barbaita Esve. I'm going to have now a very strong kasha on Rav, and we're going to have a somewhat lengthy brisa, and we have to focus on the details, because that's going to be the key to understanding the rest of the Gemara. Esve Rav Sima Bar Chiel the Rav. What did Rav say? Remember, Tinik bin Yoimoi, even though the baby is a baby, Oise Yayin Nesach. It makes Osur. It's also bishtia, but it's mutabana. Freiti mar shteitin on the brayse have avodim halakiach avod. A person bought an eved mina oivde kechavim. Obviously, we're talking about an eved kanani. He bought it from a goy. Shemolu v'loy tavlu. As you know, the din is that you buy an eved. Typically, you're megayer the eved. Our gemara doesn't go into it, but other gemaras go into whether or not you need the eved's consent. As in terms of being Megayrin. But let's assume that it was all done consensually, no problem. And this Eved is now in the Giyur process, but he has not finished becoming a full Ger, because only Molu, he went to the Mikvah, but he only had a Bris Milah, he did not go yet to the Mikvah. So if you will, he's in a Bein Hashmoshes type of period, between being a Goy, between being a Yid. The same thing is, not that you bought a brand new Eved Kanani, but you already have a Shivcha for the last 2 years, 5 years, 20 years, and this Shivcha gave birth to a baby boy. And once again, this baby boy is Malu V'Leitavlu, had a Bris Milah, but did not have a Tvila. So again, we're somewhere here in the twilight zone. Rashi points out that it's talking about that the mother, the Shivcha, was not Toiveles, because had she been Toiveles, then the baby would not need to be Toivel. It would be Ke'en, not that the child is a Ger, but the son of the Gioiris. Because if the Shivcha would have been Toivel, then she'd be a full-fledged Yidna. After all, she has the mitzvahs Ke'isha anyway, because she's an Isha. Okay, that's the last Rashi, the last three lines. Ukshli Tovla, Imai, the E Tovla, Imai, Inu lamalu tvila. They don't need a tvila, they get the benefit of the tvila of the mothers. Okay, so l'choira we're talking about two avodim, which are basically the same. An eved kanani, a fresh eved kanani that a Jew just bought. He already did mila, but no tvila. And a baby, b'nei shvachos, also mila, v'loy tvila. What is their status? So first the braisa talks about something which is unrelated to us. Roikon umedrasan bishuk tame. What does that mean? We had already earlier on the Gemara that so that the men, even though a goy min hatoira has no din of tumas zov, the chum were goyzer on the goyim that should have a din of tumas zov. What was the reason why? Not because of issues, because of benoisayan, but rather because I'm concerned that a Goyish kid shouldn't get too close to a Yiddish kid, and not only be mashpia on him in terms of Avodah Zarah, but we're even concerned about Mishkav Zohar, and perhaps even Shvichas Domen. So to go and make a line of demarcation between Jewish kids and non-Jewish kids, again, we're obviously we're talking about during the times of the pagans, not necessarily does any of this apply today, besides the fact that Tumah V'Tahara is unfortunately not Nagi Halacha L'Maisa L'Gabi Tumah Ziva and things of that nature. Anyway, but bottom line is, we have now this Eved, brand new Eved, Mol V'Lei Taval, or B'nei Shvachos, Mol V'Lei Taval. By Azov, not only is the Ziva Metame, the fact that he had a Ziva emission, but all of his Mayonois now are all Tame. What means Mayonois? The natural body fluids, such as roik, his spittle, and the gabi medris. Tumas medris, of course, as you know, It's a very, very special din. Gabi Zov, Zova. What is din Tumas Medris? That if a person lay down, Lamashal, a Zov or a Zova, lay down on a bed. Number one, that bed becomes Tumah. It doesn't get a din of a Rishon L'Tumah. Every single time you have a Zova, they are an Avatumah. So if they lie in a bed, the bed should become a Rishon L'Tumah. It should go one Madrega down. And the answer is no. It has the same Tumah as a Zova. Zova himself, herself, has a din of an Avatumah. What difference does it make? Avatumah, Rishon L'Tumah? And Avatumah is Matami, Odom, Bekelim. Rishon L'Tumah is only Matame. And then there's another difference about if you have 10, exactly, Tachtan Ke'elyon, if you have 10 layers, the person is lying down on the top mattress, and underneath that there are another 9 mattresses, for instance, or covers of some sort, all of them become Tami. You don't say that it goes from Rishon to Sheni to Shlishi, no. All has the same din of an Avatum. Fine. Zokt Unzri Gemara, even though this guy is on the path to Judaism, he already had his mila, no tefillah. Nevertheless, his roik in Medris is Tomei. And notice that the Braisa adds the word Beshuk. What's so important about Beshuk? Wherever he happens to be, his roik and his Medris is Tomei. So Rashi tells us on the Amud Beis. The Rashi here on the Amud Aleph is very short. However, 90% of the Rashi relating to this Gemara is printed on the Amud Beis. And what does Rashi say? Rashi says that the Chiddush is, as you know, when you have a Sofik Tumah Birshus HaRabin or Birshus HaYachid, there's a major difference. Why? We learn it from Soita, and therefore if it's a Sofik Tumah Birshus HaRabin, Sveikoi Tohoir, Sofik Tumah Birshus HaYachid is Sveikoi Tomei. So it says over here that Roik and Medris is Tomei. I might think that the reason why it's Tamei is because it's a Sofik Tumah, and therefore I'm being Machmir. Zokto de Braisa, no, even if it's Beshuk, we're Beshuk normally, Nun Zayin Abed Aleph. Normally Beshuk, I would say Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Tohar. Even if it's Beshuk, it's Rishus HaRabim, it's Tamei. Top Rashi here on the Amud Beis, for those who want to take a quick look at the Rashi, Beshuk, Afil Beshuk, She'ein Tumas in Sofik, Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Like we had earlier on in the Masechta. Anyway, bottom line is, both cases, the Eved that came in now, Molvele Toval, and even the son of Bnei Ashvachoi, same din, the Chom Wemachmer has a din of Tumas Vadai, Roik and Medris. The Amrilo, however, there's another version that in fact the roik and medris of these two individuals is tohar. Why would it be tohar? After all, he hasn't finished off his giur process. So chayiv is ashtiku goy. For the ashtiku goy, why isn't he tameh? So Rashi says on the Amud Beis, because since the whole din of tumazov is a gzeir midrabanan, and as we know, the Gemara often says that if something which is a dover rogil, something was a dover motzui, the Chum saw fit to make a Gzeira. But the Dabash Einam Matzoi, it happens only once in Ayoivul. The Chum said, we don't have to bother with that. It's such a rare case. So Rashi says in the Amud Beis, Moluv Leitavlu is a Miltud Leishchicha. I mean, normally, shortly after the meal, you have the Tevila. You know, you don't wait years. Okay, you probably wait a day or two because you have the wound and you don't want it to get infected. Okay, but how often do these things occur? Okay, so we have two versions, the Gabi, the Din of Tumas Zov. This is really not Noigeya to us, because we're talking about the Loch of Yayin Nesach. We're going to get back to this in Yet Hashem shortly, but now the key why we brought this Braisa in the first place. Remember, Rav said, Atinik Ben Yoima, even a born infant, a goy that was born this morning, if he touches yayin, it becomes yayin nesach. Even though, of course, this little day-old baby is not mechavet to be menasach, has a din of yayin nesach. Okay, let's see what the Braisa says about that. Yeinon, the yayin of these avodim shemoluv v'loitavlu, or these bnei hashvachoi shemoluv v'loitavlu, Yainam gidoilim oyse yayin nesach, if they're ready, gidoilim, yayinesech. Kitanim ain oisin yayinesech. If a cotton touches it, it doesn't become yayinesech. So before we continue on, you see already the kasha on the Rav. Because the Braisa says, Ketanim, Ein oisin yayinesech. Gunished. Cotton even could be, even up to, we'll see shortly what the definition of cotton is, but the point is that certainly more than a tinnik ben yoimoy, and here it says, Ein oisin yayinesech. And Rav said to him in yoimoy, Oisin yayinesech. So you see already the kasha that the Gemara is asking. But the Gemara has not concluded the Braisa yet, and we're going to come to the kasha momentarily. The elu hen gedolim ve'elu hen ketanim. How do you describe gedolim ketanim? We would, of course, describe it whether you're over bar mitzvah or under bar mitzvah. But remember, here we're talking about goyim. These avodim knaniim have not been megayir fully yet, so it still has a din of a goy. Goy, there's no bar mitzvah. So what's the distinction between gedolim and ketanim? Zok de braisa gedolim yoidin betiv avodis chacham mishamshir. They have an understanding about avodah zarah and their mishamshir. Ketanim einam yoidin betiv avodis chacham mishamshir. So therefore, it's not a younger than 13, older than 13. It really depends on the maturity of this guy. If he happens to be 5, 6, 7, 8 years old and is a very bright and brilliant kid, oh, he's a gadol, and therefore he makes the ayin esach. If you have a ketanim, even a person presumably who's 15 and 20 and 30, if he's a what do they call it in Israel, a mitumtam, a nishka grois chuchim, he doesn't understand any of this stuff, he would not make the ayin esach. Okay, that's very fine. So what do I see in this braisa? Gedolim in ketanim loy, that the din of making yayin nesach is restricted to gedolim, not to ketanim. And the definition of a cotton means that he doesn't understand what's going on. Legabi avodis kachot. And then what's the din? It's not. He is not menasach. Ain oisin yayin nesach. Certainly in the case of Rav, when talking about Tinnik ben Yoimai, is the Chavadi doesn't make Yayin Nesach. Because Tinnik ben Yoimai, he has the least understanding of anyone. He was just born a few minutes ago. So the Chayr, a very stark Akasha on Rav. Everything more Tirgema. Rav says you have to make a distinction in the Braisa between the first category of Avodim born as to Avodim, another one not to Avodim, and Eved Kenani that is just new on the block, Molu V'loi Tavlu, Masha Ein Kein, the case of Bnei Shvachis. Bnei Shvachis means that this child was brought up in a Jewish home, even though the mother was a Shivcha, but nevertheless, it's a Jewish home, it's a Jewish household, and the Shivcha belongs to the Yid. So what difference does that make of the Gabi Gdoilim and Ketanim? Very simply, since we're talking about a katan that was brought up in a Jewish home, he was never taken to church. He was never taken to the Avodah Zarah. Eve's garnished. The Chum said, we don't have to go and make him, if he's only a katan, he doesn't understand, even when he's brought up in a Jewish home, ain't oisin yayin esach. He doesn't make yayin esach. Masha Enkin, when you're talking about a brand new Eve Kanani, that mol v'loy taval, means he's still a guy. And until now, he constantly went to church. He went to the base of Avodah Zarah. He may be the best thrower of racks to Marculius in the whole neighborhood. He might be the best defecator in the neighborhood when it comes to the Baal Pa'ar. So therefore, he knows his stuff. Okay, if he mamish understands Avodah Chavim, then of course he has the status of a godel. Here we're talking about a cotton. But you get the drift, Rabbi Isai, that there's a major difference between a brand new Eved Kanani, brand new in the sense that he was not exposed previously to Jewish practices. He belonged to a goy, right? The second line of the Kiech, Eved Minu Oivde Kechovim, a non-Jewish Eved Kanani, bought from goyim. So presumably, even if he happens to be a cotton, but nevertheless, he's gone to Mass on Sundays, he's gone to church, he at least has, I don't know if he has a feel for what's going on, but at least he's used to this type of stuff. So we said about him, if he's a mol v'loy taval, then even though it's a katan, the halacha is oisei yayin nesach. The braisa says that katan ain't oisei yayin nesach, that's only if it's b'nei hashvachos. B'nei hashvachos means he was born in a Jewish household. Then we distinguish between gadol and katan, and we say about the cotton that he does not make yayin nesach. That's what the Gemara answers. Tirgum Abnei Shvachis. So bottom line is, what's the Gemara's Teretz? The Gemara's Teretz is, Rav is talking about a regular goyish tinik ben yoimai, oisayayin esach. However, if you're talking about a cotton or a tinik ben yoimai born into Bnei Shvachis, into a Jewish household, Jewish home, nobody displays, nobody has anything to do with avodah zarah. So then that's the nafkimina that we say the cotton ain oisayayin esach. But if you're talking about if you're talking about a regular goy, brought up in a regular goyish atmosphere, then, says Rav, that's not what the price is talking about. Then even a cotton would be oisayayin nesach. Not that the price distinguishes between a cotton and a gadol, and it says cotton ain't oisayayin nesach, only by bnei hashvachis. But if it's regular goy, bought from a goy and a kanani, whatever, a goy is a goy is a goy, and even a cotton oisayayin nesach. Yes, somebody had a question.
Yeah, well, I don't see what's the difference between a Ben
Yomo
who was born in a Ben Eishpeh
person,
who was born in a house of
going.
He hasn't been exposed to anything until
the month 1 hour. What you're saying is correct. So Toysis asked your kasha. You seem to be, you know all the Toysis in Shas, because you already asked yesterday Toysis' kasha. And Toysis says...
In my previous life.
I'm sorry?
In my previous life.
In previous life. Okay, well, maybe the previous Machsa. If you look at the choices towards the bottom, Tinik ben yoim oisei yayin nesach, look at the teretz, v'yishloima, that's the second line, the sobed v'maga tinoik v'shich shechoy, ikka l'migzer otu godoil, because is a gzeira, since the whole din of the, that we're choshe for yayin nesach, out is here drabonon, the Gemara is adding, if you know for a fact that a person was menasach, then avad tiraisa yayin nesach is osir. What happens if you don't know? The Chum said, if you don't know, we're going to be machmir, has a din of yayin esach. Not only by a gadol, but even by a cotton, because they just made loy plug, one rule across the board, gedoylim, ketanim, all of them have the exact same din. The question that you asked reminds me of the Chassam Sofer on this Gemara. And what is that Chassam Sofer? Chassam Sofer says, it's difficult to understand why one would be goyzer a tinik ben yoimoy or to a gadol. After all, a gadol, as Bill points out, is a person of intelligence. There you can talk about he was in manasseh bekavona, shaloi bekavona, but a baby is a baby, was v'shtaita, v'shtaita kunish. How can you go and be goyt? Therefore, Chassam Sofer says, luli divri atoisvis, I would say that the reason is I'm being goyzer a tinik who is a katan, who taka has no knowledge, or to a katan that has understanding. Remember, the Gemara said the difference between a gadol and a cotton in these circumstances is that a gadol is yoidea betiv avoidez zaru mishamsheh, a cotton ain yoidea betiv avoidez kham mishamsheh. But a gadol means if you understood. So how old is your understanding? So we would normally say, it has to be at least 8 years old, 10 years old, 12 years old. Says Chassam Sofer, remember yesterday the Gemara told us a fascinating story that they asked a tinnik that was familiar with Gantz Mesechtes Avodah Zarah at the age of 6. 6 years old he was already a baki and Eloi Agoin. Can you imagine the age of 6 he knew the whole Mesechtes Avodah Zarah? Says Chassam Sofer, why did the Gemara have to tell us that? What is so important to go and say about this cotton that he was 6 years old and such an Eloi? Because the Gemara wants to show that just like you can have a young kid of 6 be familiar with home sechta, lahavdul alfi avdolus, you can have a 6-year-old or even a 5-year-old that should be baki in avodah zarah mimsham sheha, and then he gets the status of a gadol and he can be menasech. Therefore, the chachamim were goyzer tinik or to tinik, not tinik or to gadol. A little kid of 1 year, of 1 day old, or to a person who's 25 or 30 or 50 years old. Come on. That's such a wide disparity to say that they were going to say, schwer. But to go and say that you have two tenoikis, one's a 4, 5, 6-year-old who understands Avodah Zarah. If this 6-year-old understands, so maybe a 3-year-old understands, maybe a 5-year-old understands. So I'll sleep, look, there he said, all tenoikim, even from the first day, who obviously understands nothing, nevertheless, they package them all together in the tinnik package of ketanim, that they are not, they don't have a din of being menasach.
Why do we have shlomo kavana? Well, we have that three-way machlokes.
That's the whole discussion over here. Rav says that if it's like, look at the Rav at Rashi, tinnik ben yoimoy, about halfway down the Rashi, right? Fourth, fifth line, sixth line into the narrow lines. Tinnik ben yoimoy said Rav oisayay nesach, Alma loy be'inin kavana. Rav paskin like the chachamim that legabe the din of Isra ha-no'ah, it only gets a din of yayin esach if you're mechavin to be menasach. But if he's not mechavin to be menasach, it's also b'shtia, but it's mutter.
Why no. If it's lobo kavana with a pinot,
yes,
lobo kavana, we should say that also by a Gadol, that it's a local Kavanah, we should say also that it should be prohibited. We know we're already making
Gadol. My good friend, you're 1,000% correct. The Gemara is telling us is the Chiddush of Rav. Not only in a case where you have a grown adult who is brilliant and knows Wikipedia by heart, he knows everything. If he touches wine, Shaloi b'Kavanah, it becomes Yayin Nesach, even though Shaloi b'Kavanah. Yayin Esach. So it says Rav, not only an adult, even a Tinnik ben Yoimai that knows nothing. Come, he knows how to go and cough and to cry and to nurse his mommy. That's all he knows in life. Nevertheless, Oisi Yayin Esach. That's the Chiddush, Brother Shai. Not only an adult.
Rav passed in the life
of it's Mutter Ba'ana. But it's also Bishtir. Oisi Yayin Esach, Lega Bishtir. Exactly right. But the look one line higher, the last of the narrow lines. Amalahu, Eimed Amri Yano. When did I say Tenei Ben Yoyim Oisei Yain Esach? Bishtia. Now let her drink it. But no, Amri, I didn't go that far to go and say that it's Osir. But no, I am to be a reasonable person, says Rav. I didn't say Osir. We take the middle road, right? The Rambam says. Always the best place is to always go down the middle road. So therefore, it's taka osir b'shtia, but it's mutabana. But from this brice, it's mashma that ketanim is totally mutter. Ketanim ein oisin yayin nesach. Period. So for the Gemara, zachakasha on Rav, and for the Gemara says Rav sinishtve. The only time I say ketanim ein oisin yayin nesach if they're born into the Jewish family b'nei shvachas. But if it's a regular guy. Even a cotton ben yoimoy is oise yayin nesach. That's how the Gemara answers the kasha. Tergema, abnei shvachis. Vregema, ha vachenk omar. That teretz l'choyah doesn't hold water. It doesn't hold wine. Because how did we start off the braisa? Halakeach avon amina d'chom shemolav alay tavlu. Vachayn, b'nei ha-shvachis shemolav alay tavlu. They all have the exact same din. Exactly the same. So to go and say that the Braisa, when it's making this distinction between Gedolim and Ketanim, we're only talking about Bnei Ashvachas, we're not talking about other Avodim, flies in the face of the exact lush in the text of the Braisa. It's a V'chein. Everything more Aroikin Umidrasan. That V'chein only lasts for the Reisha. When it comes to Roikin Umidrasan, both Avodim, regular Avodim, or Bnei Ashvachas, what's the din? Roikin Umidrasan Tomei, Miyamri Lo Tohar. But when it comes to the din of Yayin, that's the next part, the safe of the Braisa. Yeinan, now we're only talking about Bnei Ashvachas. We're not talking about the Avodim. Because Bnei Ashvachas, there we make a chilik between Gedolim and Ketanim. Why? Because the cotton was born into the Jewish family. No Yayin Esach. But if it's a regular goy, a regular Eved, what's the din? He is, makes Yayin Esach even by a cotton, just like Rav said. So far, of course, it's a little bit stretched to go and say that V'chein is only in the Reisha, not in the Sefer. But Zokti Yimara, no. Hanich leman diyomet tameh. According to that first version that we said, Roikim, Midrasin is tameh, that I understand that we're equating the two. El leman diyomet tor, mayik lemeimar. If you're going to go and tell me that the Roik and Medris by both categories is tor, then I don't understand your teretz. Now, why don't I understand the teretz? So Rashi explains again on the Amud Beis. Because if you're talking about that they happen to both be Tamei, then that's why the Braisa says, not only by an Eved is it Tamei, where a regular Eved, Kanani Shemov Leitova, he has been brought up and he has been a Goy his entire life until now. Now he's in the process of Geirus. You're saying that that's Tomei, but I might have thought the B'nai Shvachis are not Tomei. Because after all, child brought up by a Shivcha in a Jewish household, maybe the Chum were not Goyzer Tomei. So that's why I need B'chein to go and tell you, no, in both cases, Roik Umedris is Metame. But if you're going to go and tell me Tohoir, so Madach, in a case when you're talking about a regular Eved Knani, an adult that has been a goy for his entire life, and you're telling me as long as he's in the process of giyur, he had mila, even though he didn't have tzmila, that's already enough to take him out of the category of a goy and say his roik and medris is tahar. Is the chal aches kama v'kama kal v'choymer ben benoisho kal v'choymer? If you have bnei hashvachos, then a vadi would go and say that their roik and medris is tahar. Because this kid was brought up in a Jewish household. Says Dr. Yimora, for that I don't need the V'chein to teach you that halacha. It would have been enough just to go and simply say, Halakiach Evin, Moib Dikachom, Shemolav Lai Tavlu, the Moik, Roik, and Medris is Tahar. And then I would ask you, tell me, what do you think about B'nei HaShvachis? Nu Fishteitzach, Kolshkein, I would say that it's a Vadit Tahar. Why Kolshkein? Because Madachar, Goy Gomur, who is about to become a Jew, his roik and medris, then certainly this kid that was brought up in a Jewish household, the chamvada, you would say that his roik and medris is taught. So they don't need that. So why would it say v'chein? It's l'chayr that v'chein is coming to tell you the din of yayin esach. It's saying that both are the same. Both a b'nei hashvachos, I'm making the distinction between godol and katan, and I'm saying a katan ain oisi yayin esach. And the same thing applies to any goy, shemol, v'loy toval. Same din. Cotton does not make yayin nesach. Is a shver on Rav, that Rav said that Tinnik ben Yoimai makes yayin nesach. Everything mohaka mashmulan avodim dum yibnei shvachis. Manam bnei shvachis, molo v'loy tovlu. Who dois in yayin nesach? Molo v'tovlu, loy, avodim kain. What the Gemara is telling us is that the reason why we had that for chayin is not because of the halacha which is set forth in the Braisa, but because of the diuk of the Braisa. Take off your jacket, it's very hot here. Make yourself comfortable. What is the diuk? The whole Braisa is talking about mol v'lei toval, mol v'lei toval, mol v'lei toval. What happens if you have an eved that was mol v'toval already? So our automatic knee-jerk reaction is, that doesn't make yayin esach, because after all, he's a full-fledged yid. He's a ger. V'haftim is a ger. The ger, as you give all the privileges and all of the chesed and all of the honor, recognition, reverence, respect, as a ger. So what do I need a chiddush over here to go and tell you that only mol v'lei toval makes yayin esach, but mol v'toval doesn't make yayin esach? I'll tell you why. Lafuk min Rav Nachman ha-Mishmul, Yom Nachman ha-Mishmul, ha-Lekech, ha-Vodim, ha-Lekech, ha-Chovim. You just bought an Eved Kenani. Avu b'shemalu, he had a bris, v'tovlu, and he had tefillah. And now he wears tefillin every day. And he davens for the umid. And he gets an aliyah. It's a ger. A ger is a hakush reyid. A ger tzedek. A tzedek for a ger.
He's not going to
daven. Okay, I'm sorry. I got overwhelmed with my enthusiasm. Okay, so he has a din of all mitzvahs ki'isha. Good, so he wears a shaitel. But the point is that he happens to be a full-fledged, at least a Jewess. So that being the case, of course he would not make yayin esach. Said Rav Nachman of Mishmiel, no. Halakech avodim in avicham avabisha molu v'tavlu oisen yayin nesach. He continues, if he touches the wine, ezachayid, ezachayger. Hachatishka avodis kechovim mipiyem. He got to wait until he no longer talks, sings, thinks, avodis zora. So therefore, even after shemolu v'tavlu, even after that, he continues to make yayin nesach. That's why the Braisa has to tell us, kamashmo and deloy. Only when he's mol v'loy taval, but a goy eved kenani that mol v'taval, what would be his din? Says the Braisa, immediately no more yayin nesach. Says Rav Nachman Omeshmul, nishta zoy, you still gotta wait at your tishka avodis chom nipiyem. Now I know you're all wondering, how long does that take? Is that a day, a week, a month, 50 years? Mar addresses it immediately. Kuf Am Rav Nachman Am Shmuel Alekia Chavodim Menoy Chachom Av Bishamalu Bade Tavlu Ve Tavlu Oyse Yain Nesach Ad Shetish Kavodim Chachom Mipiam Ve Kama. How much are we talking about? Amishu Ben Levi Ad Shnei Masa Chodesh. You got to wait a full year. What's the svara? The svara is very, very simple. This was a goy for the last 20 years, 50 years, whatever. He became an Eved Kanani. He's now being Megayer. Okay, Mazel Tov. So now he's a full-fledged Jew. But that doesn't mean he's forgotten about all of the Goyish Avodah Zarah practices that he's been doing until now. Since he's been a child, he goes to Mass every single Sunday. He's been playing target practice with the Markulius, throwing stones every single day. He goes to the Baal Pa'or, and he goes to the bathroom there every single day. And he never said Ashiyutzer until now. Now for the first time he has said Ashiyutzer. The point is, he was brought up and bred in a Avodah Zarah atmosphere. To divorce himself and get rid of that Avodah Zarah kite, we gotta wait at least a year. And a year is over. From now on, we no longer concern ourselves with the din of Yayin Nesach. It's therefore Vazot. So how have we answered the Gemara? So just a short summary, because you'll see in a moment we're going to repeat this whole Gemara in reverse. We started off with the Loch of Rav. The Rav said it in Min Yoyimai, Oysi Yayin Nesach. Not Oysi Yayin Nesach, that it's Osir Bahano, but it's Osir Bishtir. Fine. But I have a price over here where the price says that all of these Chevra, which were Mol V'loy Taval, both Avodim and Bnei Ashvachis, what's the din? Ketanim Ein Oysin Yayin Nesach. Ein Oysin. Rav Septer Bin Yoyimai, Oysi Yayin Nesach. Shver on Rav. Sigmar said, that's only in the limited case when we're talking about Bnei Shvachos. Why Bnei Shvachos is different? Because the cotton was brought up in a Jewish atmosphere, Jewish home. Then ain oisin yayin esach. However, if it happens to be a tinnik that was brought up among goyim, even though he's only a day old, as you're going to tell me, but he doesn't know anything about yayin esach. You're right. But we goyzer says toises or to a godoy. Oh, you remember we said chasam soifer is goyzer one tinnik or to another tinnik. Then Rav is right, by a regular, normal guy, but not by a Bnei Hashvachis. So Bnei Hashvachis is a separate category on its own. So then you're going to go and say, no, if that's the case, why does it say B'chein in the Braisa that we're equating the two? So either the answer is the Gabi Roiko Medris, or the answer is, says the Gemara, we're equating the two, the Gabi the Din of Mol V'loy Toval. The Gabi Mol V'loy Toval, the Alochi is normally state in the Brice, he makes the Ayin Esach. So, Kedai Techamina, just like Bnei Hashvachis. That's only by Mol V'Leitaval. But when I'm by Mol V'Taval, immediately, what would be the Halacha? Then he doesn't make the Ayin Esach. Says the Brice, to Loik Rav Nachman Mishmuel. Because Rav Nachman Mishmuel said that even after Mol V'Taval, he makes the Ayin Esach for a whole year until Achetishka. Okay. So therefore, that's what the Brice is telling us with the V'chein, to equate all Goyim to the Bnei Hashvachos, that by all of them it's only Mol V'loy Taval, but as soon as Mol V'Taval, no more Yayin Esach, U'deloy Krev Nachman Omeshmur. Now the Gemara asks an obvious question. Eisvei Rabbel Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, in the name of Shmuel, just finished saying that even Mol V'Taval continues to make Yayin Esach, and now we repeat the entire Braisa from the very beginning, Nochamu. Vushtay in the Braisa, Lekeach Avodim, and Oivke Chavim, Shemolu V'loi Tavlu. You bought a Goy, an Eved Kanani, in the gas from a Goy. He was Mol V'loi Taval, so he's still Bein Hashmushis in this transition period. V'chaim Bein Hashvachis, Shemolu V'loi Tavlu. You had a Shifcha in the Hain that gave birth to a baby Eved. What's their din? Roykin Medrasim Bishuk. Even though it's Bishuk, where we say in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, normally Sveikoi is Tahar, but here the Chacham said it's Tameh because Mitzad Vadai, not Mitzad Tzafik. Others say that it's Torah, says Rashi, because it's a Miltzah Leishchicha, Leigozru Bo Rabban. Very good. And now the Braisa continues. What about the Yayin? Yayin on Gedoylem Oysen Yayin Nesach, Tanim, Ein Oysen Yayin Nesach. Okay. Eilehen Gedoylem, Eilehen Ktanim. What's the definition of a Godel Mitakotten when you're talking about a Goy? They already experienced. They understand what Avodah Zarah means. So therefore it's not a difference between over 13, less than 13. It really depends on the maturity of this child and his familiarity with Avodah Zarah. Okay, but notice that the Braisa repeats twice. Number one, by the regular buying of an Eved in Ashuk from Agoy, or the Bnei Ashvachos, Ketoni Mias Molu Veloy Tavlu. There we're saying by Molu Veloy Tavlu, if it happens to be a Godoil, Oyse Yayin Esach. Mashma Molu Veloy Tavlu in. Molu Veloy Tavlu Loy. That as soon as he toivels, so now he's a full fledged ger, at this point he doesn't make Yayin Esach. Is doch schwer an Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel. Because what did Rav Nachman and Mishmuel say? That even Molvit Taval, it continues to be Ayin Esach up to a year's time. L'chayra b'feirish b'raisa against Rav Nachman and Mishmuel. Evidimor tergima abnei shvachis. This distinction between Molvit Loitav and Molvit Tavlu is only referring to bnei shvachis. And by the bnei shvachis, as soon as Mila and Tvila, instantaneously, no more Ayin Esach. But Lagabe, a regular goy, a regular Eved Kanani, what's the din? The din is that he continues to make Yayin Esach for a full year. That's the teretz of Rav Nachman to for the halacha of Rav Nachman and Shmuel. Right tomorrow, v'chein k'tani. Didn't we say v'chein? Didn't we equate the two? Every tomorrow, roikin and medrason. Lagabe, roikin medras. We're saying there's no difference between the Bnei Ashvachas child or the Eved Kanani, as long as they're still in that Bein Hashmoshes period between Mila and Tvila, what's Talucha? Either according to the first version, it's Tamei, the Ikadi Amri, that it's the Amri law that it's taught. So, if you can tell me that both the regular Avodim, as well as the Bnei Ashvachis, both of them have the din of Tuma, then it's good that the Bechein says in this Braisa. Because I might have thought, when do we say there's a din of Roiku Medris Taha Tamei? Only if an Eved Kanani that was a Goy Gomor until now. And now, guess what happens? He is an Eved Kanani. He was already Mol Veloy Taval. So he's the guy that continues to be Matame because he's still not a Yid. He's going to be a Yid tomorrow, in a week from now. But the Val, he's still a Goy. But I would think Bnei Ashvachos that are born into a Jewish household, and Mol V'leitavar, he's soon going to be a full-fledged Yid, maybe there's no din of Roik Medris being Metame, Kamash Mulan V'chein, that this halach is not only by a Goy Gomor, but even a child who is born into a Jewish household, the same halach applies. Elaman Yom Metor, if you're going to go and tell me that both of them are Torah, Ma'ikul Meimer, why do we even have to bother talking about the Bnei Ashvachas? Madcha Goy Gomor, who's not a Yid yet, you go and say about him that his Roik Umedris is Tohoir. In other words, we deem him as if he's almost a Yid. He's a Yid already, no more Gzeira, no more Din of Zav, no Roik, no Medris, he's Tohoir. Is the Chavad and Avad of Bnei Shvachas, there wouldn't be a Din of Tumah, Avad would be Tohoir. So what do I need of a Chayim? Every more Kamashman of Onim Dumiyah de Bnei Shvachas. Ma Bnei Shvachas G'doylam Hu, the Oysen Yayin Esach. Ketanim ain oisim yayin esach. Just like Bnei Shvachos, a cotton cannot make yayin esach. Why not? Because he's brought up in a Jewish household and he doesn't know anything about avodah zarah misham she'ah. Ain oisim yayin esach. Af avodim nami. The same thing applies to avodim. Gedolim oisim yayin esach. Only a gadol. Ketanim ain oisim yayin esach. So this is not just a halacha that applies to Bnei Shvachos, but applies to every Eved Kanani, and for that matter, every Goy, that what's the din? G'doyle make Yayin Esach, a cotton doesn't make Yayin, and that's the B'chein. That this din of cotton is not a din only Bnei Shvachas, but this applies to Goyim, Eved Kananis, anybody and everybody that has still not become a full-fledged Ger. So the din of cotton applies across the board. And I see Yayin Esach. Frank Demara, Lafuki Midrav. What's the chiddush to tell you not like Rav? Yom Rav, Teni Ben Yoyim Oisei Yayin Esach. Kamash Malon Deloy. So now what we've done is we've gone full circle, Rabbi Yisai. Either 180 degrees or 360 degrees. We started off with the memra of Rav. The Rav said Teni Ben Yoyim Oisei Yayin Esach. And then we have a brisa that says very clearly Ketanim Ein Oisei Yayin Esach. So it's Ruchsei Shver. Everymore, that's only by Bnei Shvachos, brought up in a Jewish family. They don't talk about Avodah Zarah. There is no Avodah Zarah in their home. Please put yourselves on mute, Rabbi Yisrael. There's a lot of noise there in the background. Please put yourselves on mute. So what do we see from that Braisa? The Braisa said that a tinnik does not make yayin esach. But Rav said a tinnik makes yayin esach. Is doch shver. After the morning, we're only talking about Bnei Shvachis. It says v'chein. That v'chein is not going on this halacha of yayin esach legabi k'tan migdoilim. It's going on v'chein legabi molu v'loy tavlu. They're just like Bnei Shvachis. Molu v'loy tavlu. Do make yayin esach. But it's molav v'tavlu, do not make yayin esach. The same thing applies to every goy, to every eved kanani. Molav loitavlu, only when he's loitavlu. But once he's toivels, what's it in? Make no more yayin esach on that same day. Instantaneously, no more yayin esach. Oy, this pshat is beautiful according to Rav. Shver on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman on Meshmul. Because Rav Nachman on Meshmul said even after Mila, Utvila, he still makes the Ayin Esach Agan Tziua, one whole year, he makes the Ayin Esach Ad Shetishka, until he forgets about his previous life as a goy. Ah, Shver and Rav Nachman, says Rav Nachman, Nish Shver, because this Braisa holds that there's no difference. He holds that the Vachain is not going on Hilchis, Brismila, Molu V'leitovlu, or Molu V'tovlu. That's not the consideration. The Vachain is coming to tell us the Gabi the din of Ketanim and Gedoilim. That what? That the din of Ketanim that does not make a Yayin Esach is Sai the case by the Nehashvachos and Sai the case by a regular Goyim, regular Avodim. The same thing applies that a cotton does not make Yayin Esach. Ooh, that's Shver and Rav. Rav says that's not the Vachain. Vachain is coming to tell you the din of Molav Tovlu, as opposed to Molav Tovlu. But Rav Nachman says, that's going to be a problem with me, because I hold that even a year later he still makes Yayin Esach. So therefore, V'chein, it's not going on the Bris Mila din, that is Mila and Tvila, but rather it's going on the din of Ketanim and Gedoilim. So the two, Rav and Rav Nachman, are mutually exclusive. Rav cannot hold like Rav Nachman and Mishmil. Rav Nachman and Mishmil cannot hold like Rav. Each one learns the Braisa differently in terms of what the Diuk of the V'chein. Is the V'chein coming to tell us, like Rav, that only Molu V'loy Tovlu makes Yayin Esach, but Molu V'tovlu, no Yayin Esach immediately, instantaneously, right after the Tefillah, to Loik Rav Nachman? Or Rav Nachman said, no! V'chein is coming to tell you the other way around. And that is not like Rav. Even a Tinnik Ben Yoimai Ein Oyse Yayin Esach V'chein. Sai by Bnei Shvachos, Sai by a regular Goy, as soon as Molu V'loy Tovlu. Even though, and if you're talking about that, it's a cotton, eini oise yayin nesach, mutter b'shtia, mutter b'hanah. Assuming everybody's okay with that, we continue on to next Gemara. The Gemara tells us a masa, a story. A story happened in Mechoyza. Who was the Ruv in Mechoyza? Barry, who was the Ruv? Rava. So there's a story in Mechoyza, we have to ask the Ruv. What was the Shaila? Also, Oivik Chachov, Ayin Lechanusa di Yisrael. A goy came into a Jewish grocer, or perhaps today we'd say a Jewish liquor store, and they're selling wine. And the goy wanted to drink some wine. Omlahu, islahu chamr lizvune, do you have any wine here in the store? I'd like to buy some wine. Omrele, loy, I don't have any wine for sale for you, for the goy. Have Yosef chamr bedavla, the goy was looking around, sniffing around in the liquor store. And he sees on the table there, there's a davla. Davla is a bucket. And he sees that there's liquid in the bucket. He looks at it, and he says, this looks like wine. Smells like wine. What did he do? Shod be yode, he put his hand in, and shikh be. And he stirred it a little bit. And then he takes it out, and he says, Omlahu, hai lav chamru, yid, you're lying to me. There's wine. I just touched it. You see, my fingers are still wet. This is wine. The Jew got very, very upset that the goy caught him by a lie. Presumably that Yid didn't want the goy to get close to the wine because he had many Jewish customers. So he didn't want to have any shaydus of Yayin Esach, Stam Yayinam. So he said to the goy, we don't have any wine for sale to you, and finished. However, unfortunately, this came back to bite him because the goy said, you do have wine. The Yid was very, very upset to the point, Shakli Heich, he, the Yid grabbed onto this Dli, this Davla, the bucket, and Berischei, in his fury, Shadya Lidana, and he poured out the entire contents of the dli into a large barrel, and then he said, here, you could take now the contents of the dli, and of course the dli now is empty. Now what happened after that, whether the goy brought a lawsuit against a Jew, he didn't bring a lawsuit, whether it was published in the New York Post on the front page, or the Times, we don't know the rest. But what we want to know is what's the story now with the wine inside this big barrel. Sharia Rav is vunul evdik chavu. Rav says you're allowed to, don't drink from it, but you're allowed to go and sell it. What would be the svar of Rava? Like we said on the Amud Aleph, this person was not mischaven lenasech. The only reason why he put his hands in is to see: is it wine? Is it water? Is it beer? Is it liquor? Whatever. But he was not intending to be menasech. So it's like the goy that put his hand in modedoy to go and be moided. Is there a gallon? Is there 5 gallons? Is there 10 gallons? So we already had a three-way machloikis on the Amud Aleph. What's the din when you're not mischaven? Here he wasn't mischaven. So Rava was matir lizvunei. He said you can go and sell it la'ivtikachavim. Why can't you go and sell it to Jews? Because it's osir b'shtiyah. But it's mutter ba'hanoah. Same thing as we had Rav on the Amud Aleph. Same thing we had the Chachamim that said, Modedoy Yimacher, don't drink from it, a goy touched it, but it's Oser Bishtia, Mutabanah. The Choyra, good Kizat. However, Iflig Alei Rav Huna Bar Chinna, Rav Huna Barei Rav Nachman. These two great Rav Hunas, apparently unrelated, maybe they were cousins, Chvesish. Anyway, they were not present in Mechoyza, but they heard this Psak Halacha from Rava, and they were upset. And they said, no, it's Osir Bishtia, and even Osir Bahana, you cannot sell it to a guy. Nofek Shipuri de Rava Visharu, Fanafki Shipuri de Ravuna Bar Chinna, Ravuna Bar Rav Nachman vi Asri. The word Shipuri means shoifrois, a shoifer like you glow. What's the point of the shoifrois? In those days, they didn't have emails, they didn't have faxes, they didn't have telegrams. They didn't have ways of sharing news. They didn't have newspapers like we have today. So whenever there was a decision by the Ruv, by the Bezdin, to proclaim it and to give it, you know, a sanctity of a proclamation of a Psak Din, they used to go and blow the shofar. People say, oh, if there's a shofar blowing, either Mashiach is on the way, or it's Chodesh El, or it means that the Ruv has paskin something. What did the Ruv paskin? Rav Paskin, Visharu, it's mutter behanoah, you can sell this barrel to goyim. However, Rav Huna Bar Chinna, Rav Huna Bar Nachman, they also issued their own edict, their own psak, not in Mechoyza, because they couldn't argue with the Rav Arushi of Mechoyza, but in their own towns, wherever they lived, Va'asri, they had shoifers go out and declare that it is awesome. So now the Gemara tells us, we're only going to start on the next Gemara, because to finish the Gemara, we have to go down to 5 lines from the bottom of the oven. So we'll start on it. Ikler Rav Huna Barei Rav Nachman LeMechoyza. Initially, Rav Huna Barei Rav Nachman was not in Mechoyza. But one day, he's visiting Mechoyza. And he's going to go and ask Rav this Shaila and be Mefalpel in Halacha with him. Rav apparently heard, it was probably signs of Chochem Bo Le'ir. So Rav heard that Rav Huna Barei Rav Nachman is coming to Mechoyza. Amli Rava, so Rava said to Rav Eliyakim Shame, Rav Eliyakim his Shamis, his Gaba, Troik, Gali, go and seal off all the doors, all the entrances, all the gates. To Leinesu, Inchi the Nitrit, I want to go and be Mesamek in a particular Dvar Halacha. I am very, very busy out now. Please, no visitors, no tourists, no rabbis, nobody. However, the Shamis did not fully understand the depth of what Rava was telling him, and Olde Gabayin, he did let in Rav Huna Barei Rav Nachman after all. And Omalei, and now Rav Huna Barei Rav Nachman asked him, Ki hai gavna mai? What happens in the setting like we just talked about? As a goy that he refused to sell him wine, and then he touched the wine, Shalei Bekavona L'Shachshech, Shalei Bekavona L'Nasech, and then you mixed it in, what would be the Halacha mai? Omalei, Osir, it's Osir. Afilu Bano, it's Osir. You're not allowed to go and sell it even to a guy. So then Rav Huna Bar Nachman said, V'mar di yomashich shich ein oisei yayin esach. Didn't we just say now a moment ago, Rava on the Amud Beis, Sharye Rabal is Vunil Ibdikhafim. Not only did he say that, shofars blew throughout the town. Ibarul. So what are you telling me now that it's Osir? You paskin 5 seconds ago in the Amid Bez and it's mutter. Aimadi Amri Anos, says Rava in his defense. When did I say the Labar me Dome du Khamra? May Dahu Khamra mi Amri. So what Rav is saying is, I'm going to distinguish now between the wine that was in the Dali and the wine that was inside the large Chavis. Now obviously there's no way of divining between the two because they all got mixed up. So what does he mean? What he means to say is, yes, you can go and sell it to a guy. How much will this barrel together with the Dali, together with all the contents, how much is it in the marketplace? $50. You could sell it and get the $50. However, the amount of wine that was in the Dali, let's throw out as an example, 10% of the contents, right? He added the delete to the chavis, so he added 10%. 10% of $50 is $5. That $5 is osir bano, because that was touched by the goy. And then I mask him that it's osir bishtiyah and osir bano. What do you have to do with those $5? Take it to the Yam HaMelach and throw it in. And you can have anah from the other 45. That's what Rav is answering at this point. When I said before mutal is vunit, I didn't mean that you can go and keep the whole 50. You can keep the 45. We'll see in the Mitzvah when we go over this again tomorrow that perhaps there are different svaras in this. We're going to get back to it in Mitzvah tomorrow. So wait in hopeful expectation for the continuation of the story. In the meantime, have a wonderful day. Rabbi Yisai and Zagi Bench and Zagi Zint.